Since taking office in 2009, Governor Jay Nixon has made broadband one of his top priorities. He has challenged us to make all of Missouri at least 95% accessible, but more importantly, to strengthen our global competitiveness. The 2011 Broadband Summit and the work of Mo Broadband Now this year is evidence of his commitment to making Missouri better connected. By working hand in hand with our partners and other stakeholders, we are expanding the reach and the scope of broadband to every part of the state. There are many success stories that we can count this year, and I'm excited about the opportunities and the success stories we will have in the days and months to come. So with that, Governor, I want to thank you so much for your support. I want to thank you for making broadband a top priority for Missouri. And with that, please welcome the Governor of the great state of Missouri, Jay Nixon.
Thank you. Thank you and good morning. I'll be real quick here. You've got a very action-packed summit. I need to be in Kansas City here pretty quickly. It's great to see Representative Darrell Pollack here. We appreciate his leadership, not only in his region, but for our state. Darrell, thank you very much for your efforts. And I'm not going to go, don't worry, I'm not going to introduce everybody here, but there are two people here I want to introduce very, very quickly. The Deputy Director of the Department of Public Safety, Andrew Spillers, you'll hear from later, has done just a remarkable job for our state, and during the Joplin disaster was the lead DPS official on site during a number of the crucial moments. Just did an unbelievable job. Andrew, it's great to have you here. It's nice to see you at a training conference rather than in work fatigues out there in the field also. And also we have with us the newest member of my cabinet, DPS-1, the director of the Department of Public Safety, Jerry Lee. Jerry, if you'd stand up, make sure everybody knows Jerry. Jerry brings a long, long history of public safety, many, many years as an officer and retired as the chief of St. Louis County. We're just honored and pleased that he has joined my administration to lead up our public safety efforts. Jerry, thank you for your service to our state and your expertise in these areas, and you and Andrea helping making sure that public safety is a strong partner in broadband is important. I won't mention the tourism director that's here, Katie Danner. I better stop. I know a lot of folks here. I got to be careful that I don't use my limited amount of time. Last person just to say something about Damon. I mean, he has traveled the state. He has fought for dollars. He's worked to get folks to collaborate. He's kept a strong vision for the future. And when you look at the body of work that has been accomplished since his start date with us 1 year ago, it's stunning. Damon, we thank you for your commitment to public service and your leadership on our Mo Broadband Now initiative. Now, it's been a very productive, if you count all the time since the beginning of Mo Broadband Now, 2.5 years. Look who's here. People from all over the place demonstrating a continued commitment to make sure that schools, hospitals, businesses, law enforcement agencies, and homes have this vitally, increasingly indispensable communication tools at their disposal no matter where they are in our great state. These are indeed exciting days for broadband growth in Missouri. Over the past year, I've been to groundbreakings across the state as work has gotten underway to launch fiber optic networks that will reach many, many thousands of Missourians, their businesses, and their homes. This is a quantum leap forward for commerce, education, healthcare, and public safety in those parts of the state. And we're committed to continuing this process so that every business, every school, every college, every home has the opportunity to be on the information superhighway, and that we're also at the same time embracing the gains that can come from it and tying that to the clear economic advantages it will give us by being a wired up state. These centers are a vital part. It's not just rural areas. I mean, I appeared last month. I was at a grand opening of 6 public computing centers at Metropolitan Community College in Kansas City. And that's important to note because I think sometimes we think of areas, you look at the maps and you see areas that there's not as much penetration on, and you just draw an analogy that we got to get out to this county or that county or this area, realizing that at the same time there are people that need access to the internet in our cities. And I want to thank Mac for moving forward. It's an unbelievable project. Our community college network is working hard to make sure that seniors and first-time computer users not only have access to internet, but also right there at that site have access to the training that can break through what are some people's still concerns about whether or not they're tech savvy enough to operate in new cyberspace. And I was just really impressed at the number of first-time users, senior citizens that came in, signed up for courses, wanted to know how to operate, wanted to set up their own web pages, wanted to get on Facebook with their grandkids, wanted to be able to do an Excel spreadsheet for figuring out what the Christmas presents were going to be or whatever. It's just unbelievable. When you see, I mean, we all see the business pieces of it, and we see rural folks that are out there literally clamoring to join the world. But when you see folks in the inner city who are being taught by young folks all the advantages, it's just an amazing connection. Now, through what we're hoping and what I'm confident is a well-executed effort, the Mo Broadband Now partnerships have delivered funding to make these projects and many others possible. Over the next few years, Missouri will see a minimum of $311 million in our 18 separate Mo Broadband Now projects. That doesn't count the partners with it. That doesn't count a lot of last-mile private sector investment out there. That doesn't count the infrastructure investments that are being made by large organizations. That's just that piece of Mo Broadband Now that we want to see turn over and expand across the state. All this is fulfilling the vision we had in 2009 for Mo Broadband Now. We would compete aggressively for funds that were available to help us dramatically expand the reach of high-speed communications to schools, businesses, healthcare providers, and consumers. And we all, everybody in this room, took on this challenge because it is vital that all Missourians have access. It was an undertaking the state could not have done alone. It required investment and commitment of many partners to make the progress we've made today, and we're going to continue to build partners as we move forward. I'm here to tell you, it's not just my belief, it's my knowledge that broadband access will be a game changer for consumers, for commerce, for educators, for healthcare professionals, and for law enforcement and emergency responders. It will connect doctors and patients with life-saving technology. It will give law enforcement real-time tools to protect public safety. It will open the doors of our colleges and universities to more students and expand markets for small businesses to not only the rest of the state, but to markets across the globe. And as you all know, that's once again part of our long-term economic strategy. We were up last year 35% in exports from Missouri. I just came back from China where we inked about $4.6 billion worth of export deals from Missouri. We'll be announcing some more deals in the come. Our exports for this year in Q1 and Q2 up another 14%. That's $1 billion up again in Q3. The bottom line is we got to be world citizens, and the best way to do that is to get on the information superhighway and sell the world what we make and grow in the Show Me State. It's going to open the doors of our colleges and universities to more students and expand markets for small businesses, not only the rest of the state, but to markets across the globe. And when it comes to college here, one of the markets we have 750,000 people in the state of Missouri that have college credit but don't have a certification or a degree. They have some. Think of the loss of human power that is to not to if we can bridge that differential for people. To have folks that have worked hard over the years and gotten some part of a degree, and if we can help by using technology to get them to get completed, because you all know what the unemployment statistics go down as education goes up, go down as training goes up, go down as markets expand, and consequently, very, very important tie with our community colleges, our four-year institutions, public and private across the Show Me State. Now, in addition to the jobs created during the planning, development, and construction phases, broadband will help drive, in our view, every sector of our economy. I want to give you just two very short vignettes, very short, and I'll let you guys get to work to make more stories. I was in Callaway County last month on a socket project. High-speed broadband there will make it possible for Missourians like Mike and Karen Brock to compete for jobs anywhere in the world without leaving the rural way of life they love. Mike is a software consultant. He works out of their home in Millersburg for a company based in New Jersey. Karen, who also works at home, is director of customer relations for a company based in Atlanta. Hi, but Millersburg's a better place to live than either one of those. We know that, and plus they're strong members of their community. High-speed broadband will allow both of them to provide better on-the-web training and customer support services for their employers and expand their base to potential clients. Entrepreneur Kim Harrison is part owner of Mail & More, a small business handling large amounts of data for companies all around the world. Faster, cheaper, and more reliable broadband services will go straight to her bottom line, making your business more competitive. It might even help her find more customers for the purebred sheep and cattle she and her husband also raise on their farm in Millersburg. Once again, this will allow us to expand markets. This will allow us to keep lifestyles we love and share our values. Now, and the Socket Project obviously isn't the only broadband project that's making dramatic difference to help people across our Missouri. We're seeing that with our partners in Rawls County, Cass County, Bluebird Media, Big River Telephone, Show Me Technologies, Finally Broadband, United Electric, the RECs all across the state, many private companies here. I mean, we're at a point, folks, where we've got a chance to really leap forward. So last fall, I spoke at this very same summit. At the time, we were just finding out how successful we were in competing for those federal dollars. Some of you may have been here and recall what I said. We had had to retool our efforts. Our first round of efforts didn't go as well as we had hoped, so we retooled, got together, and in the second round, worked out there to lead. Now, I told the group last year, the gas tank is full, and it's time to go down the highway with the roadmap in front of us, and that's what you all have been doing. This annual summit helps us see both how far we've gone and the road ahead. It's a journey that requires all of us to work in coordination, our local partners, the regional technology planning teams, and the state Mo Broadband Now team. This is a great, how shall I say, historic opportunity for us to continue our work together to take another step forward in our initiative to expand broadband access across our state. So let me conclude by saying words that I say all across the state to a lot of folks. Ensuring access to broadband in every school, in every business, in every hospital, in every public safety agency is not a luxury for the future. It's a necessity to keep our economy moving forward and to compete in the 21st century with the latest communication tools. So I want to thank everyone here for the work you have done to this point and hopefully tell you that we need everyone here to keep working, we need to keep expanding, we need to keep moving forward. When Missourians come together, we can take on the biggest challenges and win. This is one of those challenges. We're making solid, marketable, real progress. And you are demonstrating, people in this room and the thousands you represent, you are demonstrating. And my congratulations on yet another successful year. And hopefully we'll be back 1 year from now with many, many more stories about solid success in this area. Thank you. Godspeed.